ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. We're going to teach the word. So, it's like a building. Pastor Ake started with the foundation. Reverend Doug did some building up. Pastor Nee did the fittings. And Pastor was just the supervisor, you know. And Pastor Joseph did the roofing. I'm just coming here to paint it. Is that okay? I said, is that okay? So that we can have an edifice. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we sit here this morning to learn at your feet. The Bible says the entrance of your word gives life. Thank you for the illumination of your word this morning. Souls are delivered. Souls are saved by the power of the risen Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. How many of you are glad for the death of Jesus? You are not saying it like you mean it. So it is important that you know that that is the cornerstone of our faith, and that is what we believe. Without the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, what we believe is not real. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, man has been able to discover a lot of things, but man has not been able to discover himself. The best of philosophers, Socrates, with all their knowledge, they don't know what will happen after life. It will interest you to know. First centuries later, Apostle Paul came. So they wrote to the unknown God. But first centuries later, Apostle Paul came and showed them the known God. Glory to Jesus. I said, glory to Jesus. We are not victims of circumstances. You know why? The faith you believe is the best form of faith in the whole world. Now, it is not that Jesus Christ died and resurrected. That is why you are here. It is the fact that he died, he rose, and he lives forevermore. Glory to God. In the Old Testament, people were raised back to life. How many of you know that? In the New Testament, Lazarus was raised back to life. But Jesus Christ died. Okay, let's take it from here, from the beginning. The Jesus that died was not the one that resurrected. The Jesus that died was not the one that resurrected. Now, man was separated from the Father by the fall of the first Adam. When Jesus was hung on the cross, he died two types of death. One, he died the spiritual death, and he gave up the ghost. He died the physical death. How do I know? He has always referred to God as Father, but on the cross he said, my God, why had thou forsaken me? Is somebody getting that? That was the first time he was going to be separated from the Father. Now, there was a need so that your redemption reality will be complete. Glory to God. You just have to follow this sequence. You know, it is interesting to know that a lot of us are believers and we don't know the cornerstone of what we believe. We don't know the cornerstone of what we believe. Now, it is what you believe that you know that you apply. If you don't have this understanding of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, there is going to be a problem with your Christian walk. And that is why, as a church, we are committed to your joy and progress in faith. Glory to God. And that is why Easter Faith Conference comes. You can understand the ABC, the fundamentals. Praise the Lord. So his death was necessary. You know why? The penalty of sin was death. Glory to God. I said glory to God. We're going to just lay the foundation. I'm going to just pick it up one, then tie it up. When he died, you died with him. When he died, tell somebody I died with him. You are not saying somebody I died with him. So when he was in the grave, he went to Hades, hell. You know, he went there so that you will not go there. And he collected the key. Now, let's go back to the beginning. When man fell, man lost his authority. Glory to God. So when Adam fell, there was a disconnect. He lost fellowship with his maker, that is God. Now, it will interest you to know that it was not the fruit that they ate that was the problem with the first Adam. No, it was not the fruit. The problem was that they did not believe the word of God. They were in the class of God. See, don't miss this. From the beginning, Pastor Ake said something on Friday. They were having fellowship with God. You know what it means? When God said, let us create man in our own. That is, they were in the same class. Which school did Adam go for him to name those animals? He was operating in the wisdom and the dimension of God. That is God in him. Praise God. Now, by reason of association, he was fellowshipping with God. So God was coming in the cool of the evening. Glory to God. So have a fellowship. That is why when you see someone that drinks, they're always in the beer parlor. They're having fellowship. Is that okay? You are only associated by a common denominating factor. If you belong to the Kegites, you understand what I mean? Something, you come to church. Why do you come to church? You belong to this tribe. Glory to God. Is this a fellowship? Thank you very much. So, they were having a fellowship. And God said, they don't need anybody to tell them they were in the class of God. Because by reason of operation, they were in the class of God. God was not having fellowship with the animals. By reason of association, they were in the class of God. But they never knew it. The same thing is happening as believers. In the new creation reality, in the finished work of God, we're in the class of God. Yeah, we are. But a lot of us don't know it. So, he said, if we eat of this, how can somebody tell you what you are? The greatest problem in the history of mankind is identity crisis. They were already gods. They were, but they never knew it. So, we can teach all of this teaching, and you don't know. I'll give an example. Sinful acts. Sin is an act. You know that? When you're a sinner, it's an act. But that's not who you are. The fall of man made Adam a sinful nature. Glory to God. Because he had no righteousness in him anymore. He had a sinful nature. So when you have that nature, you exhibit the act. That is why religion cannot teach this thing. Religion deals with the act, but not the nature. But he came. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. His righteousness was given to me as a gift. Not something I inherited. Not something I merited. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when I have that nature, it is easy for me to live a righteous life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be lost. We're going somewhere. It's a build up. So as believers, we must have this proper understanding. When we don't have it, we cannot live in full the finished work of the cross. We can't. And it is important for us to also know. See, you must understand the ABC of English for you to also understand the Bible. So that where is he telling his past tense? You know, some people believe that prosperity is still coming. Oh, glory to Jesus. So, man lost it from the beginning. But thank God for God. God had a master plan. If only they had known, they wouldn't have crucified. That crucifixion was needed for my redemption. I said that crucifixion was needed for my redemption. That crucifixion was needed for my... You know why? How on earth will I be able to escape the penalty of sin than the blood? Where there is no remission of blood. So, from the Old Testament, there was the shedding of blood. Once the blood flows, deliverance follows. So, if we're in the Old Testament, we all have our bulls, calves by now, you know, and Pastor Ayo is the high priest. Glory to God. So, I don't know how many would have slaughtered this morning. So, you make an atonement. You know what that means? They are covered. But thanks be to God, my sins are not covered. I said my sins are not covered. So, what happens? So, I explained this. You know, an atonement, if you ever grew up in the village and you want to do major, how many of you know what major is? Praise God. May God give you understanding. When you do the major, you use leave to cover it. That is what they call atonement. That's the easiest description of atonement. The major is still there, but it's covered. If somebody doesn't see well, somebody can match on it. Glory to God. But when the blood came, it came once and for all. I don't need to do an atonement occasionally. He entered into the holies once and for all. Glory to God. I don't need to bring sacrifice. He went there on my behalf. Glory to God. I said he went there on my behalf. I do not merit it. Nothing. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. One of the realities I have as a new Christian believer is that when he rose, I had eternal life. Number one, eternal life. He conquered death in victory. Once and for all, I have it. Tell someone I have eternal life. I have endless life. I have everlasting life. Some of us don't know the meaning of eternal life. When he rose, I told you the Jesus that died was not the one that resurrected. Don't forget. When he rose up with a resurrected life, with a resurrected body, with a recreated body. That was why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new. So, when he... May God give us understanding this morning. So, when he rose, at my giving my life to Christ, that life was impacted into me. You understand? That life was impacted into me. I have conquered death in victory. I am not afraid of death. Glory to God. Is that not amazing? You know, one of the greatest fear of woman is death. And that was why he needed to do that first. He needed to conquer death in victory for you. Tell somebody, I have eternal life. The very life of God lives in me. Now, that eternal life is the very life of God. It is endless. It is endless. That is why as believers don't die. Yes, believers don't die. We only change our address. Paul speaking. He said, in the twinkling of an eye, glory to God, we will be translated. Glory to God. So, we don't die as believers. We only change our address. Now, if you have the salvation of God in your heart, like I said, it's a brick, you should not be afraid of death. You shouldn't be afraid of death. Eternal life lives in your inside. God dwells on your inside. Another thing you have, the righteousness of God. You became the righteousness of God by his resurrection. Tell somebody, I am the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Do you know what that means? So I'll talk about eternal life, the righteousness of God and justification. I'll dwell on those three things. Now, it was a gift to you. You did not work for it. So religion teaches you to live, to act righteousness. How many of you know that? Don't wear this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do that. That is why till Jesus come, religion is not the way to go. The gift of God is eternal life. And once you have this gift, you are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Can we take 2 Corinthians 5:21? 2 Corinthians 5:21. So that, let's just read some scriptures here. I will prefer it in TPT. It's a gift. Tell somebody it's a gift to me. I am the righteousness of God. He said, for God made the only one who did not know sin to become sin for us, so that we who did not know righteousness might become what? I want you to read this place like you mean it. I want you to want to go. So what are you? What are you? What are you? And he made you to be seated with Christ in the heavenly places. You know why? Righteousness means right standing with God. So when the devil wants to accuse you, he did not see you. You know why? Because you've been covered, immersed into the righteousness of God. So when the devil wants to attack you, it is not your acts. It is a nature for you now. It is a nature that you can, it is in your DNA. It cannot be changed. You are wired. Glory to God. You are wired with righteousness. I obtain it not by the works of my hand. Grace found me. Glory to God. I said grace found me. So I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So when the devil wants to look at you, he doesn't see those sins. He sees what? The righteousness of God. I would like you to go home during this Easter with this consciousness. It's going to help your Christian walk. I am the righteousness of God. Now, when he made you the righteousness of God, he made you to be seated with Christ in what? I'm going to come back to that. I need this to sink into your spirit, man. You are the righteousness of God. It is not by your academic qualification. It is not by your working. It is by the grace of God. It's a gift. Glory to God. Romans 4:25. I want to speak on justification. I need to touch those things before I... Oh, Jesus. 4:25. Let's read. One, two, go. I didn't write that. Can you give us in NKJV, please? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Father. One, two, go. I said his resurrection word brought what? Justification. Oh, Jesus. Justification means just as if it never happened. Just as if it never happened. Now, when you commit crime in the Federal Republic of Nigeria and the policeman arrests you and you are charged to court, it is registered. How many of you know that? So, if you want to travel out, they said you have a criminal record. You have to write yes, even though you have been pardoned. It is in the record. So, what justification does is, even in that record, you are not found. You don't get it. So there is a record. He has committed so-so in 1962. He's there forever. And that is why when somebody wants to vie for a political post, they will go and dig what? The record. Like somebody that just did birthday some few weeks ago. You understand? And has different age. How did we know? They did what? Record. May God give you understanding. So I was not there when he was born, but the record shows it. If you have gone to school with some people, they knew when you filled your age. Am I right? If you have gone to university with people, they knew when you filled your JAMB form. And when you filled those forms, your date of birth must be there. So people can dig into your past. But when Christ came and gave me justification, even when you check the file, even when you check the record, even when you check everywhere, you cannot find a single trace to those offenses. You cannot find a single trace to those past. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. They were wiped away. They were not there in the record. His resurrection gave me what? Justification. I'm justified. Oh, Jesus is Lord. I am justified. I'm justified just as if it never happened. My past, my wrong, my error, they never existed. I am a new species. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm justified. I am the righteousness of God. I am justified. These are the benefits of his resurrection. These are the benefits of his resurrection. He died, he rose, and he lives forevermore. Therefore, I have eternal life. He's at work in me. Romans 8:11. If this same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, he dwells here. Tell somebody he dwells here. Aren't you glad that you are a carrier of God's presence? That's the greatest benefit as a believer. Oh, I don't need a mediator. He was my mediator once and for all. I have direct access to God, whereby I can cry, Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He rose up with a recreated body, a recreated life. That is why I know if you're under the sound of my voice, everything dead in your body comes alive this morning. If this same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body. Every dead organ in your body receives the life of Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus, any malfunctioning in your system comes alive in the name of our Lord Jesus. You know why? He died, he rose, and he gave me victory. I am victorious. I am not trying to be victorious. Don't read the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus like a super story. No, it is a reality. It's reality.com. It happened. Glory to God. Don't read it like a super story. They say he died, he rose. And it's not Sunday school song. It is not. This is the reality. This is the cornerstone of our faith. Praise God. Romans 6. Let's take from 6 to 10. Let's take TPT. Just flip two scriptures to establish this fact. Romans 6. Thank you, Spirit of. Could it be any clearer that our former identity is now forever deprived of his power? Oh, Shadabaka. For we were co-crucified. So I told you. When he was hanged on the cross, you were in him. Did you see that? When he was buried, I was buried with him. When he rose, I rose with him. And when I rose with the same kind of life that he rose up with. 7. To dismantle the stronghold of sins within us, so that we would not continue to live one moment longer submitted to sin's power. Obviously, a dead person is incapable of sinning. And if we were co-crucified with the anointed one, we know that we will also share in the fullness of his life. 10. And we know that since the anointed one has been raised from dead to die no more. Oh, Jesus. He's been raised from dead to die no more. He's been raised from dead to die no more. I have eternal life. I have eternal life. I have eternal life. Glory to God. His resurrection life has vanquished death, and his power over him is finished. Let me give you scriptures to substantiate eternal life. Let's quickly read 1 John 5. 1 John 5, 11. Let me do justice to that and come back. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Verse 12. He who has the Son has what? And he who does not have the Son, what? John 3, 15. I'll give us about 5. John 3, 15. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but what? Do what? John 10, 28. And I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. That is why you cannot backslide. Your destiny has been sealed in Christ Jesus. It's been sealed. John 5, 24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has what? Oh Jesus. Tell somebody I have eternal life. I have eternal life. Glory to God. So, when man fell, man lost dominion. Man lost authority, and Satan became the god of this world. Man lost it, and ever since man has tried, because by design and your nature, you are God. But God has a master plan. And we heard from the teaching yesterday, is God all by himself? And when you read Genesis 3, it talks, that was the first place Christ was prophesied. Pastor Hake touched on that the first day from 15. Genesis 3. He said, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. That seed is capital S. Pastor Hake said that. Now, you know, according to biology, it is a man that carries the seed. Hello? Fathers, am I communicating? It is what a man deposits into a woman. The woman is just like a warehouse, you know what I'm saying? A receiver. Thank you very much. So, this is to tell you that Christ did not come from the lineage of man. If you have ever doubted this, this scripture solves that for you today. The seed should have come from what? Joseph. But the seed did not come from Joseph. I said the seed did not come from Joseph. It shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. So, God performed that operation without the aid of a spermatozoa. Without. He had it. He said, and a virgin shall conceive. How does a virgin conceive? It is only by the supernatural act of God. It is in the redemptive plan. I said it was in the redemptive plan. And the script was being carried. So from Genesis to Revelation, Christ was everything. Christ. There was a foretelling of Christ from Genesis, all the whole books of the Bible. There was a foretelling of Christ. Read your Bible very well from Genesis. Abraham, Isaac at the place of offering. Moses and the burning bush. There was. He has always been in the equation. Isaiah had when you read the book of Isaiah, it gave us more expanded view. Prophesying about Christ coming. Glory to God. And this life that you carry is the very life of God. I said it's the very life of God. So, The devil said, okay, we've crucified him. They've buried him. What next? And God was looking. And God was looking. There was a plan. You know why? So that the plan would be complete, he needed to die. That atonement will happen once and for all. And he went through those two death, the spiritual and the physical. And hear this. It doesn't matter your theology. If you want to die, you decide to give up the ghost. Praise God. And the Bible says he gave up the ghost. That was the physical death. And that was not the end of that transaction. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ is the biggest transaction in the history of mankind. There was more to that journey. There was more. You know why? Because he fought the victory in full. The fullness of God. He went to hell. Glory to God. I said he went to hell. And when he got there, bros, can I have it? And he did not do it secretly. He did it publicly. He did it what? Publicly. So that there will be many witnesses. He did not do it secretly. Verse S. Your time is up. This game is over. Can I have the keys? I said, can I have the keys? And he collected the keys. One mystery that I just unraveled through Rema. I have been reading that scriptures for years. As a Sunday school student, as a Bible student. But somehow, you know, we know in part. Glory to God. When he rose from the dead, when he rose, have you ever wondered why he did not touch anybody? Have you ever wondered why he did not touch anybody? You know, he rose and he ascended. How many of you know that? Matthew 27. He rose and he ascended. What was he going to do? He's going to perform that sacrifice once and for all with the evidence of blood. So when you watch those films, when people go to war and they've conquered and they come with the spoil, where do they go first? To the king's palace. The warrior, you know, they don't go to their house. Immediately they are coming with the spoil. They are going to what? To the king's palace. So when Christ conquered death in victory, he did not go. He ascended to the Father. You know why? To show him that I have paid this once and for all. It was when he did that, he came back, and the Bible said over 500 people saw him. You know what that means? He gave you the direct access to the Father. He gave you what? Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't need a mediator. I don't need a prophet. I don't need wos wobi. I have whereby I can cry, Abba, Father. Hebrews 9. Let's read from 11. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle. Let's read it in the Passion, TPT. That makes more meaning. But now the anointed one has become the king priest of every wonderful thing that has come. For he served in a greater, more perfect heavenly tabernacle. What? Continue, please. And he has entered once and for all into what? So when he ascended, that was what he went to do. Not with the blood of animals, but the sacred blood of his own sacrifice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he alone made our salvation. Oh, my. It is not partial. He secured it what? Forever. Tell somebody, forever. Under the old covenant, the blood of bulls, goats, and ashes of heifers were sprinkled on those who were defiled and effectively cleanse them outwardly from their what? Ceremonial impurities. Yet, how much more will this sacred blood of the Messiah thoroughly cleanse our conscience? For by the power of the eternal Spirit, he has offered himself to God as the perfect sacrifice that now frees us from our dead works to worship and serve the living God. 15. So Jesus is the one who has enacted a new covenant with a new relationship with God, so that those who accept the invitation will receive the eternal inheritance he has promised to his heirs. For he died to release us from the guilt of violation committed under the false covenant. 16. You have to sink yourself in these scriptures. Now, a person's last will and testament can only take effect after one has been proven to have died. Otherwise, the will cannot be in force while the person who made it is still alive. So, this is why not even the first covenant was inaugurated without the blood of animals. For Moses ratified the covenant after he gave the people all the commandment of the law. He took the blood of cows and goats with water, sacred wood, and hyssop branches and sprinkled... Go back. 19. 19, please. As we both the people and the book of the covenant, 20, saying, this is the blood of the covenant that God commands you to keep. And later Moses also sprinkled the tabernacle with blood and every utensils and item in their service of worship. 22, actually, nearly everything under the law was purified with blood, since forgiveness only comes what? Through an outpouring of the blood. 23, and so it was necessary for all the earthly symbol of the heavenly realities to be purified with this animal sacrifice. But the heavenly things themselves require a superior sacrifice than this. For the Messiah did not enter into the earthly tabernacle, made by men, which was but an echo of the true sanctuary. Echo, shadow of the true sanctuary. But he entered into heaven itself to appear before, what did I say? The face of God in our place. He appeared before what? The face of God. That was, so when he rose from the dead, he did not touch it. He ascended. This was the assignment. 25. Under the old system, years after years, the high priest entered the most holy sanctuary with blood that was not his own. But the Messiah did not need to repeatedly offer himself year after years. For that would mean he must suffer repeatedly ever since the fall of the world. But now he has appeared at the fulfillment of the ages to abolish sin once and for all by the sacrifice of himself. By the sacrifice of himself. By the sacrifice of himself. So he took the evidence of the nail of the blood and entered in the holies of holies, and he performed that sacrifice once and for all. That was why they told us yesterday, God moved out of the temple and moved into you. The temple was no longer in Jerusalem. It's not in house 7 anymore. It's inside me. It's not in Shiloh. It's inside me. It's inside me. I can't. That is why I said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I don't need another mediator. I have a direct access to the Father. The day the veil was torn, access was granted to me. Aren't you glad to be part of this family? Aren't you glad to be part of this family? He conquered death in victory. He took my place. He took my place. He took my place. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I've been justified. Glory to God. Each time the devil flashes your past, tell him, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as if it never happened. It never happened. Wow, thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow, so much, so much. You know, thank you, Lord Jesus. What would have happened what would have happened? I'm so grateful for the gift of eternal life. You know why? If I close my eyes in death, I know where I'm going. It's a big assurance. It's a big assurance. I've been bought with the precious blood. He took my place. I've been bought with his precious blood. It is not by my strength. It is not by my power. Nor do I merit it. He took my place. He had me in mind when that biggest transaction was taking place. Glory to God. That is why I can boldly say, Christ has delivered me from the curse of the law. Christ has delivered me from the curse of the law. Galatians 2. Let's read Galatians 2, 20 and Colossians as we just... Wow. He has delivered me from the... You know why? I am not under the law anymore. The Spirit of Christ has set me free. The Spirit of Christ has set me free. Glory to God. He said, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I live now, I live in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 3:13. This should be your reality. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I don't know about you. He has redeemed me. I am not under the curse anymore. I am not under the curse. I'm a new creature, a brand new man. Glory to God. A pastor told us the curse of the law, sin, sicknesses, diseases. He has redeemed me. Tell somebody he has redeemed me. Do you know what redemption means? It's to buy back. He paid it in full. Now, when I buy a car from Pastor Sugar, and you give me the document, does the car still belong to you? I was bought with a precious ransom. Yes, now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son sets free, oh, he's free indeed. Now my debt is paid, it is paid. Can you just be on your feet with me this morning? Someone is wondering, what is he saying? This doesn't look make sense to a natural man. Yes, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. His death is buried, and it doesn't make sense. But I tell you, that is the way. It doesn't make sense, but that's the truth. You're under the sound of my voice. You don't have a relationship with your maker. This is a good opportunity for you to have that. Yes, he paid it all. You don't need to live in condemnation. He paid it all. You don't need to live in sin anymore. Yes, welcome home. Your father is telling you, welcome home. His love is more than your sins. His love is more than your sin. You want to say that prayer with me this morning, wherever you are? Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. You want to make him the Lord over your life? Yes. You want to make him the Lord over your life this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for your people. You're watching us online. You want to make this commitment this morning. It's the best decision you can ever make. Yes, he paid it. You have to live in the fullness of the reality of what God has made provision for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If you're watching us online, you could drop your details. We'll get across to you. If you're under the sound of my voice, please just wave to me. You don't have to be ashamed. It's a public declaration. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, that is all you need. It is no ritual. It is no voodoo. It is a reality. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. Can you just wave your hands to me wherever you are? Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning for you. Thank God for Easter. Thank God for the crucifixion. Thank God for the resurrection. I'm alive in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. His bed, it is spreading forth by the precious blood. Can you just lift your hands towards heaven as we sing that song? Sin has no hold on you. Set me free. Now my debt is paid. Is paid.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,